Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Oh, I forgot to update on this one, too, that we talked about on Friday. I mentioned that... by the way, my wife, Lana, is in, filling in for Kennedy, who's still out, hopefully back tomorrow, and she's doing good. Barrett had his first babysitting gig on Friday night.
Oh, right. How'd that go? Kid's still alive?
Yeah, everything went great.
Except he got done early, and we weren't expecting that.
Yeah.
So your night got ruined.
Right. Yeah. So he wasn't supposed to be home until 11, and we get a call at like 8:55 that says he's on his way home.
Yeah, we had plans, but, you know, those got canceled.
Why? What were you guys going to do?
And so Lana's like, we should run upstairs real quick, and then you can hear the garage door open.
And we were like, oh.
So what if we just shut the lights off and pretend we're not here?
So we may have let Barrett stay up in the TV room late so that we could go.
You know, it's your anniversary weekend.
We were tired. We went to bed early, right?
We did go to bed early. Oh, and then my friend felt bad, and she paid Barrett for the extra hour. I was like, I should be getting paid for the extra hour.
We needed the hour. We had a whole plan. It all got ruined because he came home early. And he walks in. He's like, hey, guys.
Hey. He had dinner, yeah, you know, up there.
He was all excited.
He's all excited.
Yeah, his first job. He had a great night.
Yeah. Meanwhile, me and Lana. We figured it out, though, didn't we, babe?
Yep.
That's parenting.
We did figure it out. B-Side from Gloucester had a spooky, spooky paint night. Where was that?
I had it in Rowley.
Rowley, right. What did you paint?
So I painted the vine that says, it's freaking bats. I love Halloween.
A spooky paint night's fun.
Yes, I love Halloween. And my friend loves Halloween. Usually she has a massive garage party where I come over and decorate her entire garage in trash bag, like that looks like Dexter's like kill room, and
decorate it
so gory. And we just throw a massive rager. But we're getting older, so we had a paint night.
That's easier the next morning, aren't you?
Yes, we had charcuterie, we had dessert, we had sangria.
At what age did you switch from massive rager to charcuterie?
My age.
You know, for me, 42.
Yeah.
Yep.
You had a good run.
Lana and I got invited. We're going to a Halloween party at the end of the month. Like
Halloween hoedown.
You have cowboys and cowgirls. And
so will you be dressing as cowboys and cowgirls?
Yes, you have to dress up.
And it's been a while since Lana and I have been invited to another couple's party. Like, we're kind of excited about this. We're like, wow, we got an invite to go to somebody else's house.
We don't get
We're not
much.
Popular.
No, we don't get a lot of invitations. let's see. Kathy is from Uxbridge, and you walked a fundraiser over the weekend. What did you do? What was it for?
Yeah, JDRF changed their name to Breakthrough P1D, and I have two daughters with type 1 diabetes. So we did a walk to support their cause.
How far did you walk?
It was a 5K.
Okay.
That's far enough for me. Good job.
Yeah.
Did you raise any money?
Yeah, it was a good time. We did. We raised about $1,000, our team, the Diabatty Sisters.
The Diabatties?
Diabatties.
Let's go.
That's pretty good. That's clever. That's good. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, they came up with that. I have teenagers, obviously. All
right. And what are their names, Kathy?
Sophie and Julie.
All right. Well, tell Sophie and Julie we said nice work.
All right. Thank you.
The whole Diabatties team.
Corey from Medford. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Lana.
Hey, Corey. How are you?
Hey. Good, girl. Good.
What happened with this new job?
So Friday, my manager was looking for someone to do some overtime, so I decided to pick that up on Saturday, and then she slipped the assistant manager the corporate card to have us taken out to lunch.
Oh, so it's going good? I wanted you to say that you might have gotten fired so you could come work for Boston Bell.
I know.
Now you're getting overtime and getting taken out to eat?
Do you have a company card to take Corey out to eat?
Sure.
No, I'm never gonna get fired.
Oh my God. That, yeah. For people that don't know, my wife owns an embroidery business, and Corey, who we've gotten to know through the show, actually used to work in the world of embroidery and interviewed for a part-time job in Atlanta. But,
and on the interview, he told me that he had just gotten a full-time gig with FedEx, which I was like, that's so great for you.
But I need an embroiderer part-time. That's funny.
We're right, glad it's going good, Corey.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye, Corey.
Bye, guys.
Michelle is from Drakeit. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What'd you do over the weekend?
We went to the Gold Over America tour last night because of you guys. We won the tickets in Think Fast last week.
Oh, very cool. So if you don't know, Gold Over America was the big gymnastics tour.
Big gymnastics tour.
That came through. So how was it?
It was absolutely incredible. I didn't know what to expect. It was nothing that I could have expected. The look on my daughter's face the whole entire time was absolutely priceless.
Did you see Simone Biles?
We did. We got to do a little chalk talk thing beforehand. We didn't get to meet her, but we got to watch her warm up, and we were very close to her.
Is she so tiny in person?
Very tiny. Like, very, very tiny. Surprisingly very tiny.
And what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Maddie.
Well, that is so cool. Glad you guys got to enjoy that.
Thank you very much. It was amazing. We appreciate it.
And how about you, Producer Dan? What did you get into over the weekend?
Oh, my highlight easily was going to Canopy Lake Park for Scream Fest.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, fun.
It was so fun, Lana. They have like 5 new haunted houses this year.
Did you do them?
All 5.
And so we talked a lot about your girlfriend being afraid of spiders and those sorts of things on Friday. How did it go?
It was good. She pushed me through all of the rooms first, so I got scared, and then she kind of wandered in after. I was like the guinea pig.
Yeah, that sounds like what I...
But she made it through.
Yeah.
Are you good with haunted houses?
No, remember I squeezed your hand so hard, remember, a few years ago at Kennedy Lake, I almost broke it.
And I know what you're thinking is, why did she squeeze Dan's hand and why not Carson's hand?
Because you were scaring people. I was slapping you.
They have this awesome one that's all clowns. Mm-hmm. So if you're scared of clowns, absolutely go.
Right.
They have a guy running around with a chainsaw making people scream at a pitch that only dogs can hear.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it's a fun fall activity if you got some time.
Yeah, Canopy Lake Park for Scream Fest is fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.